वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष अभद्रेष नित्यं बाहवद सेवया भगवदीरोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवदीर नैष्ठिः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंडो नंबर टू चैप्टर नंबर टू टेक्स्ट श्लोका 30।
सभूतसूक्ष्मेन्द्रियसन्निकर्षम्
सभूतसूक्ष्मेन्द्रियसन्निकर्षम् मनोमयं देवमयविकार्यम् मनोमयं देवमयविकार्यम् संसात्यगद्या सगदेनयादी संसात्यगद्या सगदेनयादी विज्ञानतत्त्वं गुणसन्निरोधम् विज्ञानतत्त्वं गुणसन्निरोधम् सभूतसूक्ष्मेन्द्रियसन्निकर्षम् मनोमयं देवमयविकार्यम् संसाद्यगद्या सगदेनयादी विज्ञानतत्त्वं गुणसन्निरोधम् subtle, indriya, senses, Sannikarsham. The point of neutralization. Manamayam. The mental plane. Devamayam. The mode of goodness. Vikaryam. Egoism. Samsadhyam. Surpassing. Gadya. By the progress. Saha. Along with. Dena. Them. Yadi. Goes. Vinyana. Perfect knowledge. Science, yeah. Prova, how beautiful he translates. Perfect knowledge. Tatvam. The truth. Guna. The material modes. Sannirodham.
Completely suspended.
Translation and purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The devotee, thus surpassing the gross and the subtle forms of coverings, enters the plane of egoism, and in that status he merges the material modes of nature, ignorance and passion in this point of neutralization, and thus reaches egoism in goodness. After this, all egoism is merged in the Mahatattva and he comes to the point of pure self-realization. Purport, it's a long purport, but we will read step by step. Pure self-realization, as we have several times discussed, is the pure conscious of admitting oneself to be the eternal servitor of the Lord. Thus, one is reinstated in his original position of transcendental loving service to the Lord, as will be clearly explained in the following verses. The stage of rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord without any hopes of emolument from the Lord or any other way can be attained when the material senses are purified and the original pure states of senses are revived. It is suggested herein that the process of purification of senses by the yogi's way, namely the gross senses are merged in the mode of ignorance, and the subtle senses are merged in the mode of passion. The mind belongs to the mode of goodness and therefore is called Devamaya or godly. Perfect purification of the mind is made possible when one is fixed in the conviction of being the eternal servitor of the Lord. Therefore, simple attainment of goodness is also material mode. One has to surpass the stage of material goodness and reach the point of purified goodness or Vasudeva Sattva. The Vasudeva Sattva helps one to enter into the kingdom of God. We may also remember in this connection the process of gradual emancipation by the devotees in the manner mentioned above. Although authoritative is not viable in the present age because of people's being primarily unaware of the yogic practice, the so-called yoga practice by the professional protagonist may be psychologically beneficial. But such a small success cannot help one in the attainment of spiritual emancipation as mentioned herein. 5,000 years ago, when the social status of human society was in perfect Vedic order, the yoga process mentioned herein was a common affair for everyone, because everyone and especially the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas was trained in the transcendental art under the care of spiritual master, far away from the home, in the status of Brahmacharya. Modern man, however, is incompetent to understand it perfectly. Lord Sri Chaitanya therefore made it easier for the prospective devotee of the present age in the following specific manner. Ultimately, there is no difference in the result. The first and foremost point is that one must understand the prime importance of Bhakti Yoga. The living beings in different species of life are undergoing different times of engagement according to their fruitive activities and reactions. But in the execution of different activities, one who secures some resources in Bhakti Yoga can understand the importance of service to the Lord through the causeless mercy of the Lord as well as the spiritual master. A sincere soul is helped by the Lord through the meeting of a bona fide spiritual master and the representative of the Lord. By the instruction of such a spiritual master, one gets the seed of Bhakti Yoga. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that the process, the devotees sow the seed of Bhakti Yoga in his heart and nurture it by watering of chanting and chanting the holy name, fame and etc. The simple process of offense-free chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord will gradually promote one very soon to the stage of emancipation. There are three stages of chanting in the holy name of the Lord. The first stage is the offensive chanting of the name. Second is the reflective stage of the chanting of the holy name. The third is the offenseless chanting of the holy name. The second stage only, the stage of reflection between the offensive and offenseless stage, one automatically attains the stage of emancipation. And in the offenseless stage, one actually enters into the kingdom of God, although physically he may apparently be within the material world. To attain the offenseless stage, one must be on guard in the following manner. ஓமஞானதிமிராந்தஸ்ய ஞானஞ்சன சலாகையா சக்ஷுரன்மிளிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமக. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபோ நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதரா ஸ்ரீவாசாரி கௌர பக்த விருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. த்ரூ பகவத்கீதா அண்ட் நாலேஜ் ரிசீவ்டு ஃப்ரம் parampara, just like a slave of, we are able to understand. First, we are able to understand correctly and completely also, who am I here within this material world also. Here in our personality, in everybody's individual personality, here we are able to understand, we have three stages. The stage of body, the platform of body. Second, the platform of subtle senses. Third, the real platform, spiritual platform. I have a spirit soul within the body. The spirit soul, which is living within the body, naturally it wants to enjoy. It anandamayo abhyasa. It wants to be happy. So since the nature of the spirit soul is always wants to become happy, it's always active, it's never inactive. Even the so-called meditational process itself is action, a process of meditation. So it's action of meditation. It's action of inaction. So in all these three stages, here so naturally here we have three different platforms, and the soul acts in all these three levels of platforms. The conscious, frankly speaking, the conscious acts in different platforms, three platforms, and we all know that conscious is the basic underlying ground, instinct or motivating force for actions. Correct? It's all deep sentences we have to. Conscious is the underlying force, motivating force, or momentum for all our actions. Correct? Like, if I tilt my head like this, it means some change in my conscious. Frankly speaking, the conscious is, I'm not able to remain in one position, the conscious is activated by mode of passion. So you can do like that. Correct? Even further, there is a subtle difference in concept. When we, Krishna says, that even all actions are in three modes of material nature. When we are interacting with different people, when we hear patiently, then when we give answer, it means our consciousness is in the mode of goodness. Correct? If even we don't give room for hearing, just if you go on speaking, it means our speech is controlled by mode of passion. Just we go on answering, you not want to hear. So here, coming to the point, so the conditioned soul, its consciousness, usually, most of the time, that is the reason he is conditioned soul. Iccha dvesa samuttena dvandva mohena bharata. He is conscious, he acts in the conscious, in the bodily platform of life. He has completely misunderstood. We have to say he is the body, and all his, most of the time his consciousness is in the bodily platform. He thinks I am the body, and his consciousness, you can say, not just simply I say, is submerged in the body consciousness. So Prabhupada writes in one of the purports of Srimad Bhagavad Gita this point: Annamaya, then Manomaya, Vinjanamaya, then finally Anandamaya. Somebody can correct? Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vinjanamaya, then finally Anandamaya. Annamaya, the consciousness, that's what we have. It's completely in the platform of a body. The basic body necessities are eating, sleeping, mating and defending. We can see all our actions are based in this consciousness. Always we are thinking about eating. In the morning Brahma Muhurta time, it said that we have to chant. We have to finish the chanting in the Brahma Muhurta time itself. But if you, now definitely only we have 1.5 hours or 2 hours. If some good food has been offered to you morning 5 o'clock, what we will do? First we will eat, then we will chant. Chanting is Anandamaya platform, correct? I don't say that I am eating prasadam. We are not honoring prasadam. We are eating prasadam like animals. We are never honoring prasadam. We are eating prasadam. We eat prasadam just to maintain the body actually. Yeah. So, we are eating prasadam or taking food, good food. So, we give preference to eating. Yes, we are in the platform of Annamaya. Then again, I have to sleep. We give preference to sleeping than hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and reading. And frankly, we will say that, Prabhuji, every day I used to sleep for 8 hours. Yesterday, I slept only for 4 hours. So, today I cannot attend Bhagavatam class because I have to sleep. Yes, we are in the bodily platform. Correct? Annamaya. Eating, mating. Then naturally, we all have the demand of sexual desire. It's a ultimate demand of the body actually. None of our sources grasp that platform. You see, then how we are going to speak about Vinyanamaya, then Anandamaya. It's long, it's a very long way to go. Sex is one of the basic necessities of the body. And what to speak of associating with opposite sex? Even still now, after practicing austerities for crores of years, Pandastha Kodi Satavatsala Sambhragamyo, as soon as one hears about associating with woman, as soon as one sees the beautiful form of the woman, one gets, the consciousness get agitated in that particular platform. What to speak of interacting, touching the body of a woman? Just by hearing, just by seeing, our consciousness is dragged to this basic consciousness on Annamaya platform, body platform. Then imagine why we are conditioned to soul. Yeah, we are conditioned to soul. Because the consciousness is so low actually, it has been dragged down from a Vaikuntha to the level of a mosquito, to the level of a rat, to the level of a pig living in gutter. So many yogis, they have not fell down by speaking with woman, by interacting with woman, or by living with woman, just by seeing woman. The same it happens. So many great men, women also, they fell down just by seeing the beautiful form of woman. Men, handsome form of man. That's the story of Renuha Devi, correct? Renuha, she is the wife of Jamaragni Rishi. Nice, beautiful. So she went to take water in the river, and they say that river is here in the border of Vellur and Trunamalai district. Mrigandrishi Ashram is there. Mrigandrishi River is there. It's flowing just some 40 kilometers out of Velur towards Sironagam. So it's going to take water in the pond, in the river, collect water for his husband's morning rituals activities. But she was collecting water, and Devada, one day, he was just flying in the sky, and his shadow, she saw a beautiful form. She forget her duty. She got really attracted, just got attracted by the beautiful form of that particular Devada. Just by seeing, and her purity level came down. She became a little late. Sometime it is said that she was not able to make the pot. When she was pure, she was able to make pot out of river sand. It's not an easy thing. Nobody can make pot using river sand. So, but she used to make pot using river sand. So just by seeing, she fell down. And many rishis, Swamitra Rishi, Srimad Bhavaram, so many rishis names are coming. The father of who is the military guru for Pandavas, father of Dronacharya. Everybody fell down. He fell down just by seeing Kripachi, the demigoddesses. Just by seeing, they got attracted with the beautiful form of the woman. It means mostly, most of the jivas within this material world, they are deeply engrossed in the bodily platform of life. That's the reason Krishna gives a definition of the nature of the material souls. So it's really a joke, no? Sometimes we say, this person is bad, this person is very good. Even for some common, ordinary materialistic people also, we get the word Mahatma. About Achatma, about Guratma, he is a bad person, he is a good person, he is a good person. Krishna says, what kind of good person? Icha, dvesa, samutena, dundamohena, bharata, sarvabhudani sammoham. Krishna says, sarvabhudani sammoham. All this is conditioned soul within this material world. Sammoham, they are bewildered like this. Consciousness is very low. So here, the next stage of consciousness, the second level of consciousness, we can say, broadly we can define in three, even though there it's a five stages. Second stage is naturally manomaya. A person comes to the platform of mind, intelligence and ego. The consciousness is working in that platform. That is what munis, and to some extent modern day scientists, to some extent munis and philosophers, they live in this stage. Really, we can see also, if a person is really interested in acquiring knowledge, he is not so much interested in eating. Correct? Correct? Really, his mind is really engrossed in reading so many things, hearing so many things, thinking about a particular subject matter for a long time. He is not interested in eating at all. He is not even interested in sleeping also. He is not interested in sex also, not like ours. Definitely, he is still not. He is under the control of sexual desire, but definitely not like ourselves. Really, they will be sitting like this and thinking so many things. It's better a woman didn't become a wife of a muni. Yes, he will be sitting and meditating like this. He will be saying, I want. Naturally, the nature of the woman is like that. No? Nowadays, they will say to the husband, no, I want refrigerator, car, and so many things. But he will be sitting and thinking about a particular subject matter in a very deep way. Yes, he is in a different world. It's not in the world of bodily platform. That's what's in the stage of impersonalist also. It's always, he has an artificial way, he has to think, I am God. How I am God? So he's always meditating. I am God because of this reason. I am Brahman because of this reason. I am Brahman because of this reason. So because there is no natural process. He has to push his mind, activate his mind like anything, always like a fire engine. Always speculating in a different platform. That's what happened in the story of Kasyapa Rishi. His wife wanted to enjoy senses, but he was sitting and doing meditation. Anyway, but it's not the real platform. Then also he fell down because he is not in the platform of Anandamaya. Prabhupada writes, the same incident happened to Haridas Thakur also. One can say him as a real brahmachari. If in seclusion, if some beautiful woman come and wants to enjoy happiness with himself, then if he remains unaffected in that particular stage, we can say him is a brahmachari. These all training brahmacharis, in the association of brahmacharis, they are brahmacharis. And the association of materialistic people, they will become karmacharis. Still they are not brahmacharis. So there is, in that sense, only pure devotees are the brahmacharis. No, nobody can else become a pakka brahmacharis. Only Bhishma Devi is the real brahmachari. And Krishna is the real brahmachari. Kundi Devi, Draupadi, they were real brahmacharinis. Narada, Hanuman. Yes, Hanuman went inside the palace and personal quarters of, in Tamil it is known as Antapuram. The women's quarters of Ravana's assembly, Ravana's palace. So many beautiful women were there. They were wives of Siddhas, Charanas, daughters of demigods. And he went in the night also, late night also. And all of them were sleeping. And their clothes are disarrayed. And they were in an intoxicated stage. So he went there in search of Sita. And he was not affected. Anyway, here Kasyaprasi is not in that platform. He was in the Manomaya platform. As a result, he fell down. Prabhupada said, on the other hand, the same incident happened to Haridasa Thakura also. But since he was in the platform of Anandamaya, when one can chant the holy name of the Lord always, Kirtanya Sadahari, if he is really getting the bliss of the holy name, he can go on chanting. Why we are not able to chant? Because we chant because of rules and regulations, sadhana, because of the order of the spiritual master. Many times we think, why the spiritual master gave this order? He must have given some other order. When you are getting initiation, he can give some other order, correct? Chant sometime. But during your life in ISKCON, whatever you want, you do. Promise, can you promise? Okay, I will need to promise. We chant because of rules and regulations. Correct? Sadhana. We have to chant because we have given the promise to the spiritual master, we have to chant. When the chanting is motivated by pure bliss and happiness, ananda, naturally we will chant. Because at the time we were in Anandamaya platform. That's what happened in the life of Haridas Thakur. He was Kirtanya Sadahari. That's what happens in the life of Goswamis also, correct? In the Goswami Ashtakam, Srinivas Ashtakam, Srinivas Acharya, in the last second verse says the same thing. They were always roaming here and there in the land of Vraja, loudly chanting, Hey Radhe, Hey Vraja Gopi Lalite, Hey Nanda Sudana Kataho. No, just out of ecstasy. That's the real stage. Just chanting the land of Motu, ISKCON land. Just chanting the name of Lord. Chant here and there. Roam like a mad person. Yes, it's a state of happiness. It's a state of madness also. That happiness is so intense and it creates madness also. Madness in the sense that that particular person didn't want to worry about anything within this material world. That's what Madhavendra Puri said. That quotes a sloka. Prabhupada also quoted the sloka in Bhagavad Gita Parpad. Sandhya Vandana Mastubo. What to speak of that pure devotees? They neglect all the material sense gratification also. They just, yes, they were absorbed in the pure bliss. Even the so-called Vedic rituals also, they say goodbye. They are not worried about that. Sandhyavandanam, I was a good Brahmana before, but I don't care for that now. Visiting different holy places, it's okay. I don't care for that. And following the rules and regulations of Varnasrama, that also I am not concerned. Because the happiness derived in that Anandamaya platform, it's natural. That person worry about this, disregards all the thing. But coming to the point, here, so naturally the conscious gradually, pure self-realization, it gradually, step by step, we raise our conscious. But here we can see, in the Vedic culture, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam also, You have to be very careful. Even the devotees also, sometimes it seems that they practice some aspects of yogic process. So Prabhupada writes, in the Vedic culture, even though everybody ultimately practiced sravanam kirtanam, chanting the name of the Lord, serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it's a preliminary education. Especially all the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, here Prabhupada writes, had been given training in the yogic process. It's not the ultimate education, it's a preliminary education. It's something like we all had been given education in basic, like some mathematics, some languages, Tamil, English or Kannada, something. So in that everybody was trained in that basic aspects of yogic process. Because that process is needed in so many ways for them. Especially for Kshatriyas, even for all the devotees, for leaving the body. The Kshatriyas and Brahmanas, after becoming mature in chanting and hearing, they used to go to the forest. They become so old, they just sat in one place, in yogic posture. They create fire from their body, correct? They had come to the platform of Sumaranam. They think about the Lord and his pastimes. But for giving up this body, they practice that austerities. We cannot do that right now, because even though we may be observed in and chanting and hearing, we had not been trained in that particular process. And we have to die here, surrounded by devotees chanting Hare Krishna. That's very auspicious. But at the same time, we don't know the process of annihilating our own body. We don't know how to create fire from our stomach. And we cannot sit in one place for so many days without taking prasadam. That needs some yogic practice. It seems the Kshatriya women and Kshatriyas, they had been given this practice for different purposes. Because when you are fighting, and naturally you need some yogic power, because you cannot eat properly, you cannot sleep properly, and you have to rejuvenate your body. Different timings actually. That's in Ramayana also you can see. Externally the Lord is playing the role of Lord Ram. And when he becomes so tired, this Asasirisi and came and imparted Aditya Hridaya Sloka. This Aditya Hridaya Sloka is meant for rejuvenating your mind and body and senses when you become so much tired. Women, they were trained in this aspect for again so many different things. Because all the Brahmanis, all the wives of Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas, they immediately after the death of their husband, immediately they will enter inside the fire. That's one kind of yogic process. Otherwise they will sit in one place, they will create fire, they will destroy their body. They didn't want to live it in this material world, enjoying senses. And it's a good thing for maintaining chastity also. Because some challenge come for them to protect their chastity, they will just destroy their body. That's all. So in this way, so many ways, it is helpful. That is the reason this yogic process was there. As a preliminary process, not as a main process here, even in Vedic times also. But in modern days, it's better not to practice, because we'll get entrapped in that. Then we'll spend more time in, we'll chant Hare Krishna for 1 hour, then we'll sit and meditating for some 20 hours, saying, Prabhuji, I am doing meditation. Anyway, so this is there. So gradually they raise the conscious, they sit in one place and they, by meditation, first they forget about the body, then they forget about their subtle soul, subtle body, then they come to the real platform. But this, all these things they are able to do, not because of just the yogic process, simultaneously they were trained in hearing and chanting also. Because of the hearing and chanting, they were able to raise their conscious like that. That's the thing what happened. Anyway, here coming to the point. So here, the senses, Prabhupada write, it's because of mode of ignorance, the senses got created. Again, you have to read the second kanda of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said that from Mahatattva, basically three elements are emerged. Egoism in mode of goodness, egoism in mode of passion, then egoism in mode of ignorance. Then from egoism in the mode of ignorance, senses got created. From egoism in the mode of goodness, the mind got created. From the egoism in the mode of passion, the buddhi got created. That's the problem here. It's a very important thing. Our mind, you see, it's amazing. Usually we say mind is agitated. But practically speaking, mind is in the mode of goodness. Who is the controlling deity for the mind? Soma. Chandra. That is the reason if one person becomes lunatic, we have to worship Chandra. Because that, in his horoscope, the Chandra may be in a very unfavorable house. Otherwise, Chandra may be weak actually. If Chandra is in the proper position in your horoscope, otherwise if you have the mercy of Chandra, moon god, actually your mind will be always peaceful and happy and you will work in the proper way actually. Because he controls the mind. So here comes the point, and your the mind is in the mode of goodness, then why the mind is so much agitated? Why usually the mind acts in a very unfavorable way? Otherwise we can say why the mind is usually the enemy for ourselves. Here we have to accept, correct? We say so many people are our enemies. But who is the main enemy for ourselves? Mind. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandham akshayo. We have got entangled here because of our mind. And the best enemy within this material world for ourselves, the dangerous enemy, the most dangerous enemy within this material world for ourselves is our mind. Yes, that made ourselves to condition within this material nature. So here coming to the point, the mind is in the mode of goodness, the mind acts like this. The reason is, it has made friendship with this material buddhi. This material intelligence, since it is also activated by material, this ego. Yes, backside, it's all like three doorways. First doorway is mano, and this guy has friendship with buddhi, he is also a rascal. Material buddhi, because it is always controlled by Rajogun. It has got created by Rajogun. Then that buddhi, usually it is controlled by this false ego. I belongs within this Magatattva. I belong to this material world. So these three people are in friendship. So naturally these two people, they control gradually. It's like central government, state government and the citizen of India. So this ego controls mind, buddhi, and buddhi controls mind. Naturally our mind is like that. It always acts against the injection of the Vedas. That's the reason here Prabhupada writes in a beautiful way. If you are in the mode of goodness, is a Brahmanas who didn't have devotional service, they are Brahmanas. They are in the mode of goodness. They have all these 12 qualities of a Brahmana. Their activities are in the mode of goodness. Then also they cannot be secure, because the reason is, unless there is, you become a devotee. Still, your mind, even though it's in the mode of goodness, you will be controlled by your materialistic buddhi. This material world itself is created out of mode of passion. So even though you may be in the mode of goodness for a long time, externally it will appear you are safe and secure. You are in mode of goodness. You may think, oh, what's the need of practicing bhakti? I am in sadhugun. And usually for the people in sadhugun, Prabhupada writes, the greatest maya is, they are not affected by the miseries of this material world. Because they have learned the art of controlling the senses, and their knowledge and self-control gives them some basic happiness. So they are satisfied. So in that particular platform, he may think there is no need of taking up devotional service. But it will not go on for a long time. Because in one certain point of time, still you are controlled by this mode of passion, that buddhi. That buddhi will control you and it will influence the mind in certain way. And again you will be dragged down to the platform of senses. So it's all very subtle things. How the mind is there inside or subtle body. Then again how the buddhi, the materialistic intelligence. It ultimately controls. That is, as in here, Prabhupada writes. So you should not be simply satisfied. Should not be simply satisfied in the remaining in the mode of goodness, material goodness. You have to come to the platform of purified goodness, Vasudeva Sadvam, Sadvam Suddham, Vasudeva Sadvam. You have to transcend and come to the platform of purified goodness. It means you have to come to the real platform. That's why I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. As a spirit soul, I am the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, Prabhupada again writes, in olden days, the yogic process has been, all the sadriyas and brahmanas, they had been given training in this yogic process. So we read from far this, there are so many beautiful instances from Mahabharata and Ramayana. Here it is said that the guru's ashram, the spiritual master's ashram is far away within the forest from the palaces and brahminical hermitages. And in the beginning itself, all these young boys, sadriya boys and brahmanas, they were taken out of the house and they lived in the ashram of guru. They didn't live in the home. That's what the problem. If you live in the home along with our parents, usually we get bad guidance. Because always mothers give love and fathers give love, and they didn't think about the ultimate welfare of their children, correct? That's what the problem nowadays. They are more interested in giving sensual happiness to their children than to think about the ultimate welfare of their children. Like if a 5-7-year-old boy, if he says to the mother, "Mother, I didn't want to attend Mangalarati because I want to sleep more." The mother is really affected by love, affection. "Oh, my dear beta, sleep, it's really nice. You be here." And the children want to watch TV, and really my son want to watch TV, give him everything. It's a very good system. And actually in the palaces they have so many things for sense gratification, correct? And if the princess, if they lived with the kings, usually they will get corrupted. So from the beginning of their life itself, they lived in the guru's ashram, and there they had to serve as a menial servant, and there is a strict discipline and training. It's a beautiful system. So in the ashram, Gurugul, so there are supernatural things, many things, self-control, sense gratification, brahmacharya, then some process of yoga also, then Vedic study, swadhyaya. As a result, we are able to see all the kings of the Vedic time, even the woman of, sadriya woman of the Vedic time, they were well-versed in philosophy, they were well-versed in the art of fighting, they were well-versed in the art of yogic process also. Sati, immediately when she got insulted by her father Prajapati Daksha, she just sat on meditation, she created fire from her body, she died. Not only that, when she speaks, we are able to understand, she speaks on philosophical background on the basis of Veda. She is not just fighting. She argues on the basis of Vedas, on the platform of knowledge. That is the reason Sadriya woman and Brahmin woman, they were allowed to marry as per their own choice, Swayamvara. Nowadays all the educated women, they say, "Why my father and mother, they have to find a suitable husband for ourselves? I know economics, I know mathematics, I know biochemistry, I am a physics mathematics student and I am a physics mathematics lecturer, so I can select my own husband." This is some material knowledge. But Vedic, then they may got examined. You see, Draupadi selected her own husband, and Kundi selected her own husband, and so many queens, they selected their own husband. Then why you people are just pushing on ourselves? The reason is Draupadi and Kundi, they were trained by spiritual masters. Like you can see, Kundi, she did so much service for Durvasamani. Correct? All the queens, they had the chance of serving big spiritual master. They got their blessings. By their blessings, their intelligence and their purity were far away than you. They used to see all Narada Muni, Durvasa Muni. They used to come to the palace of all the kings. They did service for them. They get their association. So many things. So Sadi, you can see, She speaks on the platform of knowledge. She says, how you can say my husband is a foolish person? How you can say he is not qualified to take the sacrificial offering first? Prajapati Daksha, you are on the platform of body. As a result, you are seeing only external things. You are not seeing the internal things. She defends the characteristics of a Vaishnava when she argues with Daksha, Prajapati, correct? She says, the characteristics of a Vaishnava, you cannot understand just by seeing externally. You have to see internally. Why he dances like a madman? Yes, he is affected by, he is not madman. He is influenced by ecstasy, by chanting the name of Lord Ram. As a result, he chants like ecstasy. He chants like a madman. Correct? Why he is so much detached? He lives in crematorium. He didn't construct any big palaces. The Prajapati Daksha, he thinks that people who dress themselves very nicely and comes in car, comes in aeroplane for attending his sacrificial ceremony, he thinks they are decent, that they are cultured. But on the other hand, she says that people are not cultured. Since they are in the platform of body, they degrade themselves very nicely. They put scent and everything before attending marriage ceremony. Like that, they go in the cars, so they used to come in aeroplanes for attending the ceremony. On the other hand, this Lord Shiva, he just come as it is. He didn't put sand and he didn't change his dress. Here also you can see in material world, some marriage ceremony come. Real male and female, they spend so much time in dressing, right? They put shoes, they put pants, shirt, and shirt, and combing the hair, putting cooling glass, tic-tac, everything, checking in the mirror. Then, Hare Baba, you are going to marriage ceremony. Why this so many things? Because you are in the platform of body. On the other hand, Shiva didn't do all these kind of things. She argues on the platform of knowledge because he realized, I am not this body, I am a spirit soul within the body. Beauty means it should be concerned about the beauty of the soul, not the beauty of the... What are the ornaments of Vaishnava? These qualities are the ornaments of Vaishnava. These 26, the Vaishnava is decorated with these 26 qualities. Not decorated with cooling glass, soup, pant, shirt. This is decoration in the modern day world, correct? Not everywhere, in every culture also, the bodily platform of life. So there you can see, all this on the platform of knowledge. It means they have got training. On which basis Draupadi just neglected Karna? She was very intelligent. Everybody came for that Swayambhara ceremony. Draupadi understood Karna or Arjuna, one of these two people, they will win. So, but she was intelligently, she told Karna should not participate. She didn't, just came and told he should not. She argued in a very beautiful way. She told, as per this rule, only Sadhyas can participate. So in a way, Sadhriya woman, they know Vedic knowledge. They had been trained in this yogic process also. But here in this Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu and Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam completely neglect this yogic process, don't need of depending upon that yogic practice at all. Because it is very difficult to practice. None of ourselves has the golden opportunity to go to the ashram of Guru and to get training from the beginning of our life. So, correct? We all say we are brahmacharis. But after the age of 18, we remained as karmacharis. Then we become brahmacharis. Actually, brahmachari life has to start in the age of 6 or 4 or 5. Anyway, due to some Indian culture, some culture is in our family, so we remain some good brahmacharis. Anyway, so that is the reason in Kali Yuga, this process is completely here, Prabhupada said. There is no need of following yogic process at all, even for devotees. Naturally, mystic yogis and all these impersonalists, they are always in this process, 100% they are practicing this process. But even for devotees, no need of at all for even small way. Just we have to go on with this chanting and hearing. So here Prabhupada is coming to the point. When this change of consciousness will happen to ourselves? Now, after chanting for 20, 25 years or some 2-3 births also, we are able to understand. We are in the bodily platform of life. Our consciousness is in the bodily platform of life. Frankly, you can discuss within yourself about your consciousness. You know who we are. And most of the time, what is going on in our consciousness? Whether some of you are really in your conscious, always the eternal pastimes of the Lord is going on. Or in your conscious, the beautiful form of the Lord you are always remembering. Or you are always remembering about the lotus feet of your Guru and Krishna. Or you are remembering the form of the Srila Prabhupada. Or whether you are remembering the good characteristic or transcendental qualities of any Vaishnava. Is it in our conscious? Sometime it comes. But most of the time, what is our consciousness? It's really unpredictable. Somehow or other, externally we are engaged in different kind of activities within ISKCON. But in which consciousness we do, it's a questionable thing actually. We can say that we are doing it as a practice. Because we live in ISKCON, we have to get up for Mangalati, get up for Mangalati. And we have to eat prasadam, honor prasadam, honor prasadam. I have been assigned this service, puja service. So I go and do puja. It's some kind of mechanical training we are doing that is needed in the path of sadhana, bhakti. But it's not that we are motivated by pure consciousness. Really, the Lord gets up early in the morning. So He wants to give His beautiful darshan to ourselves. I have to go. It's not that during Mangalarti, before getting up for Mangalarti, the form of the Lord came in my mind. That is not the motivating factor for getting up Mangalarati. That's in a different stage. So here it's Prabhupada writes, there are three stages. First is, this is happening even after chanting Hare Krishna or the holy name of the Lord for a long time also. Our consciousness has not raised to this level. The reason is, here coming to the point, the reason is, why Prabhupada went to America? Just his spiritual master ordered. Yeah, he also followed the order of his spiritual master. Not just because that it is a rule that I have to follow my spiritual master. On the other hand, he had so much love for his spiritual master. That's the difference actually. He had so much love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has pure love for all the jivas. That was the motivating force. Correct? We also, even following the order of the spiritual master. Here we have understood in the sadhana bhakti, we have to follow the order of the spiritual master. That's the reason we follow. That's nice. At least that is nice. Instead of not following anything. But there in the case of Prabhupada, the motivating factor is not just the rule of sadhana bhakti. I have to follow the order of my spiritual master. Really, he loved his spiritual master. He loved all the jivas. We have to do real service for the jivas. That was the motivating factor actually. So in the same way, here it comes, there are three stages, Prabhupada says. We are chanting in the offensive stage. As a result, our consciousness is still not clear. We are chanting, it's going on. And we commit all these offenses. First offense, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. That we do every day. And externally we follow, but in Kali Yuga, especially nowadays, first, who knows the order of his spiritual master? As soon as he gets Diksha, nobody wants to read the books of their spiritual master. Nobody wants to understand what is the manobhishtam of his spiritual master. And nobody wants to hear from his spiritual master. Because just finish. Diksha is Diksha. Diksha means you have become pure devotee. So no need of following anything. Who is ready to spend time in reading Srila Prabhupada books? Or hearing the lectures of their Guru Maharaj, or trying to understand what exactly my Guru Maharaj wants. Nobody has time. Nobody is interested also. So in that sense, externally we say we follow the order of the spiritual master. But Aray Baba, even you don't know the order of your spiritual master, so it means you are disobeying the order of your spiritual master. In a mechanical way, just life is going on within ISKCON. Nobody even discusses about the teachings of their spiritual master. You can see Prabhupada times, if you read the previous Lila of Srila Prabhupada, not ISKCON Lila, previous Lila, we can see most of his God brothers and Gaudiya Math and Prabhupada, whenever they meet, they sit together along in a personal way. They used to speak and discuss what they must have discussed. They may be knowing the basic thing, but that is essential. They may be discussing why our Guru Maharaj told like this, what our Guru Maharaj told like this, what he is doing now.
Why Guru Maharaj has written in this book like this? Because as a disciple, first he has to understand really what our Guru Maharaj want to do. That needs a lot of discussion. That's why we need devotees association. That's why it's not that, it's not like a Sunday recreation club. Sunday get together. Okay, all 7 days, initiated devotees got bored in their spiritual life. Material life also, outside world, working very hard and keeping chanting back in one hand and driving bike, going here and there. And 7 days, it's completely boring. Okay, go to Sunday program. They say, no, ah, really, Prabhu, I came to Sunday program, it was really boring and just danced in the kirtan. No, I got happiness. It's not that chanting and dancing is for your happiness. It's, they think it's some kind of recreation. It's like a meditation, no? When I do meditation, after long hard work, my mind becomes calm. After 7 day work, when I dance with the kirtan, I got happiness. Correct? It's like a recreation. It's all devotion. It's okay, you are doing at least that. It's all devotion service in the mode of initial stages, neophyte stages. So here, these 10 offenses we commit, as a result, our conscience is not still clear. It's not clearing even. Prabhupada writes, then second stage is clearing stage. When you chant the holy name of the Lord in an offenseless way, within this material world, even within this material body, gradually we can change. We can perceive actually, I am changing. My conscience is changing. Really, after coming to ISKCON, I have changed. You can understand. Change means change of conscience. Before I used to get anger for everything. Okay, now I am able to follow. Samtranata bisuni sena tarora bisukeshana. And they scold me also. Yeah, I am able to remain steady. Before I was eating so much, I am able to control my senses. Before I was attached to sense gratification like anything, I am detached. It means some change has happened in the conscience. Before I have to take rest for 8 hours, somehow I don't feel I have to sleep for 10 hours. Before I can read only for 2 hours, then I feel boring, I'm able to read more and more. Before I was able to chant only 16 rounds, I was able to chant 20-25 rounds. Before I was not able to understand anything from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. The reason is the conscience is not clear. I'm able to understand everything. So the clearing stage happens, correct? The subtle things I am able to understand. I become more steady. Then some taste I get, ruchi, the holy name of the Lord, in services. This is a clearing stage. The third stage is a real stage. All your bad misgivings and past karma, so many different karmas, people, Prabhu says, kuda, bijam, that, this, all your karmas got clear. Then really you can chant that Anandamaya platform. Really just you are enjoying the ecstasy. You are not affected by any material modes at all. When we hear the stories of different devotees, sometimes it appears that, hey, they are also like in our stage. Yes, externally we are also doing the same activity. But really, but they were in this stage. They were always chanting in the purified stage. They already got purified. They are chanting in a very pure stage. So they are always affected by ecstasy. But when the real test comes, we are able to understand their level of chanting is different and our level of chanting is different. In Sri Vaishnavas, not Sri Vaishnavas, a general story, and there was one great Vaishnava, his name was Nambadava. So he lived in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. So he was a great devotee of Thirukurumudi Perumal, Vishnu. As usual, he is from low caste. And he was always immersed in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And as per it seems, during the Veri culture, he was not allowed to enter inside the temple. He was standing far away and he was just chanting, taking the dasana prasad, chanting the name of the Lord. And he used to go by walking during Ekadasi to the nearby mountain. I told there also, the Lord is there for giving darshan to Devadas. So it's a forest path. He used to go there and come back every day. Usually, especially on Ekadasi time. That was a test of real chanting. All anarthas has gone. You are just standing out of ecstasy. In that ecstatic flat form, you feel friendly, you feel friendship with all the living entities. You are not envious of any living entity. That's the main quality of pure devotional service, Krishna says in the 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You love all the living entities. You feel yourself as a servant of all the living entities. That's it. Here we always feel as a master of all the living entities. We are always waiting for some opportunity when I can grab some service from other devotees. Really, today the time has come. I can get some service from Rasi Rajput. Today, some time has come. I can chastise him. In a subtle way, we all are waiting for that opportunity. Really, Krishna is so much merciful. Today, he has given an opportunity. I can squeeze out this devotee actually. On the other hand, pure devotees, they are always waiting for some opportunities to render service for other jivas. Yeah, they have full of love. It's like motherly love of the cow. No? It's a beautiful thing. Why it should give milk for ourselves? Prabhupada says seven kind of mothers. No? Only mothers can give milk. Only when you feel love for other living entities, milk will come from breast. Through any mechanical process, you cannot bring any milk. You can do. The cow feels, I should not give milk. You cannot do anything. Milk will not come. Really, that verse is true. Cow feels other living entities as their son. That is the reason it gives milk. It's not an easy thing. Prabhupada says one of the reasons in modern day world, gradually all the herbs and flowers and vegetables, they are coming down. The reason is mother earth no more feels these living entities as their son, because these people are becoming demonic within this material world. Pure devotees, when they give, somehow or if they by accident, if they happen to take give birth to some demonic children, they will say, they are not like our mother, so-called mother. Our so-called mother, even if he may give birth to a demonic child, she may say, this is my son. And they are not like that. They will say, kill this son. That's what happened. Narahasra. Then, this Nambadwan, he was chanting, he was going on. A sweet chanting. Then one day what happened? There was a Brahmana, Samsarma. He was there on the bank of Ganges in Varanasi. He was a caste Brahmana. So naturally for Varanasi and Ayodhya, people throughout whole India, they used to go there for doing Bindasraddha. So he thought, so many people are coming, I'm a qualified Brahmana. So he had so much money. Just that process. Then naturally he enjoyed senses in so many ways. He became a ghost, Brahma Rakshasa. So he has to go here and there. He was affected by thirst, hungry and so many things. And finally, but he was a Vedic Brahmana. So even in the body of a ghost, he can remember the Vedic instructions. Finally he asked Lord Shiva, really what I have to do? Really I am terribly suffering in this ghost body. Before I was a Brahmana. Somehow that I cannot use my chance to go to the kingdom of the God. I am terribly suffering. I am not satisfied at all. He told, anyway, if you get the mercy of any Vaishnavas, you can be relieved. Then this Nambadwan, he was going for walking, by walking towards the hill for worshipping the Lord. Then this Brahma Raksha came in the way and he told, you see, I am so hungry, so I want to eat you. Please give your body. That is a symptom of the devotee, Abhayam. He was not agitated. He told, yeah, this body is meant for the welfare of other people. Krishna gives that instruction to ourselves, correct? We full-time devotees, we have to understand the point. Then only we can remain as a full-time devotee for a long time. It cannot go on for a long time if we have not realized the truth. He says, especially Vaishnavas, their lives will be for the welfare of other people, Krishna says. So in the same way, he said, yeah, my body is for everybody's welfare. But the thing is that only one problem is there. And I have taken the vow that every Ekadasi day, I will fast and I will take the darshan of the Lord. So still I have not taken the darshan of the Lord. I will go and take the darshan of the Lord and I will come back and you can eat me. Then really the Raksha was laughing like anything. Really, we are making a joke. which person within this material world, after understanding he is going to die in my hands, will again come back? Nobody will be there. I have not seen such an example within this material world at all. Because for everybody within this material world, their body is so dear, they will not give up their body at all. Correct? Who will give? Like my, this is this false love, no, it's propagated within this material. I love everybody, everybody loves me. Who loves who? Nobody loves nobody. If I am having fever for some 10 days, my mother may be enjoying globe jam in the next room. What love she has for me? Correct? When I die, when my mother die, up to the crematorium ground, I am crying. And in front of my own self, my mother body is destroyed or put inside the fire. I am watching. Then after some 5 minutes, I feel hungry. I say, okay, let us go back. My mother body is burnt into ashes. The pure mother and everything. And I am coming back. Just I enjoy my food, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Everything gradually comes up. First the conscience will be, oh, my mother is dead, died. Only I will eat something. Next day, I will watch more films. Next day, I will enjoy sex also. Naturally, the conscience is again dragged towards sense gratification. Because we don't have pure love for anybody. It's just all big cheating. And there it happened. So then he came back. Then he was praying to the Lord. Then he didn't pray to the Lord, that's pure bhakti, for protecting himself. Abhayams, even we can pray to the Lord for protection, but pure devotees, even they don't pray to the Lord for protecting themselves. Then the Lord really got so happy. Yes, really, he's a pakka pure devotee. Then he came back. Then Brahmaraksha got so much astonishment. Really, he's coming back again as per his promise. And it went to devour his body. But as soon as the Brahmaraksha touched the body of the Umbandava, he got purified. Again, he got his original form as a Brahmana. He went back. It's a test of pure chanting. The test of pure chanting here comes to the point, offenseless chanting, is that you will not get affected by this so-called biggest misery also, biggest happiness also. Again, two examples I am giving. Haridas Thakur, the biggest happiness was awarded to him. He didn't get agitated. He has not given up chanting. Correct? Two things are there. Here, external misery. Somebody is going to come and kill your body and suck your blood and eat you. And naturally, you will say, okay, I can chant Hare Krishna afterwards, but first I will protect you. You will say or not? In the same way, the biggest happiness, the highest happiness within this material world was offered to you. We have seen so many beautiful women. All these beautiful women came from the beauty of Mother Durga. And naturally Mother Durga is so beautiful. And she went personally and offered happiness to Haridas Thakur. He told, no, I don't want. It means really they were situated on the platform of real chanting. Because even the highest material happiness, the greatest distress, they were not affected at all. That is the real meaning of the word. It seems a simple sloka. Matras varsasta kaundeya siddhosra sukha dukkata. Just I memorized. But sukha dukkha, it's not a such a sukha dukkha of this fever or some headache. Prabhuji, I have headache today, I will not chant. Prabhuji, today I want to eat more globe jam. That is the reason I will not chant. Not this sukha dukkha. It's highest dukkha and highest unhappiness that you have to go through. You should not get affected by this, both of these two things. Are we in this stage? No. Even if Prabhupada says something to me, then I was not able to chant the whole. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna, I am always thinking Lakshman. This guy has told me like this. I am a big person, he has told me like this. External in the mouth, we chant Hare Krishna, but internally I chant the name of my enemy. Really, this guy has he'll do something. They are affected by dukkha and unhappiness. So that's going on. So when we cross all these things, the things may happen that we may enter into the kingdom of the God. So it's a long way to go. So here, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is beautifully said that Brahmanda Brahmide Kona Bhakya Manviva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakirla Bija. So we all have started this process just now, because somehow or by the fortune of our spiritual master, and by the mercy of our spiritual master, the mercy of Krishna, this chanting process, the seed is sown in our heart. So by regular hearing and chanting, we have started this process. When we go on hearing and chanting more and more, gradually the creeper, correct, the tree, gradually comes up and up and up. But here the problem is, we have to be so much careful, because since our chanting is not in the pure platform, in the ecstatic platform, even it is not in the clearing stage also, since we are chanting in the offensive platform, this hearing and chanting is so powerful, we may develop so many anarthas. Because still we have so many desires for enjoying sense gratification, but we don't have sugrudhi for enjoying that. That's a really joke within this material world. Everybody wants to enjoy beautiful woman, but not everybody has money to enjoy beautiful woman. Everybody wants to fly, but not everybody has money to fly. Even the so-called Americans, they didn't have power and money to fly for moon planet. But the chanting of the holy name is, that's the Sikshtasanam says, Namna Mahari Bhagada Nija Sarva Saktis. The chanting is so much powerful. It can give you all these materialistic opulences also. So if you are a little bit careless, if you still have anartha within your heart, and with that intention if you are chanting Hare Krishna, really it may happen, you will get all kinds of material happiness. But the goal is missed. You cannot go second of the girl. That is saying, you have to guard against this material desire. As soon as when you found, I am practicing bhakti within ISKCON, knowingly or unknowingly, for some sense gratification, immediately you have to cut it off. Otherwise it will come up. In the beginning it may look that along with bhakti, one side you are doing bhakti, one side you are enjoying that sense gratification. But in certain point, this tree will become so tall, the original bhakti lada creeper will become short. In certain point, it will cover the whole thing. That's what happened with so many ISKCON devotees. From here they will say that I am going to America to practice more bhakti. Are Babare. Prabhupada and everybody instructed, everybody has to come from America to here for practicing bhakti. From here they will go there. It's really a joke. All these so many temple persons, they used to say the story. As soon as you go there, they are very careful. Indians have come here. So they will take your passport and they will keep in their alamar, so that you cannot go outside at all. Only within the temple you have to go service. But after some time these devotees will ask, okay, give me my passport. I want to take driving lessons. They take driving lessons. Then they will say, we will live outside, not live inside the temple. Then they will get some job there. Then they will become a big person there. Then they will not come to ISKCON at all. Completely everything is finished. Now they are big, big managers there, or big, big industrial people there. Completely their spiritual life is finished actually. So they are chanting, instead of promoting themselves to the spiritual world, it has promoted to America. But they are very intelligent. They have not done this by going to colleges, VIT, NIT, that IT, this IT. They have done just by buying some 20 rupees chanting bag. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Really, they are intelligent. They have not spent some lakhs of rupees in the engineering colleges and then attending interview and yes, Hare Rama, simple thing, Mama. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare, you can go chant. It will happen. Because this is offensive. That is the reason, all these offenses, how it can be cleared out? 9 offenses, 10 offenses are there. Even though we daily, every day, Prabhupada instituted a good system, intentionally he instituted this system before chanting, so that we will remember, oh, we have to chant in this idea. The attitude is one of the most important sentences in Prabhupada books and Guru Maharaj books also. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the person. He is quoted in Nectar of Devotion. Again, the same sentence is quoted in Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. Because when you are chanting, if your attitude is not to achieve pure bhakti, if your attitude is not praying for service towards Krishna, Guru and all other living entities. Naturally, the chanting produces so much of punya and it brings the mercy of the Lord for you, there is no doubt. But since you are not praying for that, naturally you are praying for some other thing in a subtle way. Again and again you will commit all these offenses, but this chanting will end up with dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Even the imbecilists chant the name of the Lord. Mahatma Gandhi chanted the name of the Lord. But not for getting service from the Lord, but for getting moksha. He said that some people say he has not chanted, some people have. Anyway, he chanted most of his life. He chanted so many times. He chanted, "Hey Ram, Hey Krishna," or "Krishna." He chanted Ram. But their chanting is for getting liberation. I have to get out of this material. That's all. That's another kind of sense gratification. And many people in India, they chant the name of the Lord. Even Christians chant the name of the Lord. Muslims chant their Lord. Their prayer means they are chanting the name of their Lords. Anyway, some name they are chanting, but it is for dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But if you want to become pure devotee, here as it is said that if you want to develop your consciousness to Vaikuntha consciousness, Anandamaya consciousness, you have to chant with a proper attitude. Then it may happen. Then all these offenses automatically will go. Why we commit offenses? What is the difference between pava and when you do, what do you mean by sinful activity and punya? You want to enjoy senses. If you do some activity for enjoying senses, as per the Vedic regulations, it is punya. If you want to enjoy senses, disregarding Vedic regulations, it is papa. Again, what do you mean by offense? Even within the path of bhakti also, instead of desiring to satisfy the senses of spiritual master and Krishna, even after coming inside the path of bhakti also, if you act in a particular way for enjoying your senses, that is offense. Suppose in the DT worship room, it is said that every time when you go inside the DT room, you have to take bath. When you will not follow that, when you become lazy and want to enjoy the senses, you will not follow. Then it becomes offense. Every time when you see the spiritual master, you have to bow down. When you will not do that, sometime you want to give happiness to your ego. I am a great person. Why you have done? Then you commit offense. So that is the reason, in one sense, devotees association, you have to be very careful. Sadhu Sangha will give so much benefit. And the spiritual master's association will give so much benefit. Fire will give so much benefit. But before associating with these persons, Sadhu Sangha and devotees association, spiritual master and fire, first you have to purify your existence. Otherwise, instead of giving benefit, they may give harm also. What's the best method for going to Narakaloka? Offending spiritual. Otherwise, Prabhupada says that you have to take so much effort for going to Naraka. Here you have to find some ways how I will commit illicit sex. Here you have to search for that. You have to earn money for that. Then how I will drink? You have to earn money for that. I have to drink. Then commit so many sinful activities. Then you will go to Narakaloka. But in the devotees association, if you commit offense, immediately you will be promoted to Narakaloka. So that is in devotees association, simultaneously you have to be, it's very beneficial also, but at the same time you have to be very careful, very intense also. That is one of the reasons we have selected ISKCON for joining. We all are interested in spiritual life. Why we selected ISKCON? Because only in ISKCON, the ultimate goal and the attitude and the way is very clearly defined from the beginning. Arey Baba, this purpose of Sunday program is ultimately meant to make you a pure devotee. We will never offer you dharma, artha, kama, moksha within the compounds of ISKCON. This society is not meant for this purpose at all. So if you have that idea as ultimate goal, it will be given you at least something, some like a, some snacks. Even guys always feel, just 3 days back I was so, after Mangala Arati I become hungry, then Prabhupada told him, give Prabhuji some muri, it's some snacks. So he can offer you a snacks within the path of devotional service in Parambara, but not as the main ultimate goal at all. It will be never given. And if one want to do bhakti to Hari with this motive, it's better he give up bhakti to Hari and he can go to demigods. Yes, sir. Krishna will never fulfill material desire longer. In a short run, he may fulfill to keep you within the path of devotional service. But when he understood, in a long run also, you want to go on enjoying senses, he will say goodbye. Okay? There are so many departments. Yesterday we read, if you want to have good wife, worship Uma. And if you want good health, you worship Sun God. If you want strong body, worship Bhumi Mata. So he may set aside something else. But if you want pure happiness, ecstasy, come to me and he will offer you also. But once when he understood, we become qualified for it. Because once when he come to the point of ecstasy, Krishna becomes controlled by your devotional service. So Krishna becomes so, that is the reason he is ready to offer everything in a very easy way. We have to be humble and we have to be very patient also. Many times we think, why Krishna didn't give me Suddha Bhakti immediately? It's better for ourselves also. Correct? Because still we have the attitude of, so many times we think, why I joined in ISKCON for 10 years back, still why devotees are not offering me temple president post? It's better not to offer. Because when you are offered temple president post, you can control so many people. Still you have the tendency to control somebody else for your own sense gratification. And you will misuse it, soon you will go to hell actually. Very soon you will go to hell. So it's better. It's better Krishna didn't give up ourselves. So Krishna was gradually he gives ourselves all this kind of thing. That is the reason it is said that the fundamental principle is Trinath Abhisuni Senataro Rabhi Sagishna Namani Namana Nilakita. Be so humble and so tolerant. Then gradually Krishna awards ourselves. When Krishna is so much satisfied with your humility, when he understood you will not misuse at all, you really have love for everybody, not lust for everybody, then Krishna may give this pure ecstatic chanting. So we have to develop that quality. Still that, we have to go on. Right? There is no other way. You have to just wait. Correct? In the night 10 o'clock I want, sun has to come. It will come only morning 6 o'clock only. You have to wait. So in the process of our chanting and hearing, it's with hope, great hope, and in a humble way, I am so fallen. So we have to keep on praying also. It's not that so fallen will just sleep. So fallen, somehow or other, Krishna will be merciful on these conditions. So in that attitude, we have to just go on in our chanting, reading, process of devotion. So one day the doors may open. We all are in front of Vaikuntha doors when they are chanting Hare Krishna. That's a word in Christians also. Kelungal nirappadum, tattungal thirakkapadum. But they used it for dharma artha kama moksha. The real sense Jesus told is that the door will open when you really pray. It's not the door of dharma artha kama moksha, but this pure happiness, spiritual happiness. It may come. It will come. Hare Krishna. Very patient, very humble. Come one day. And even we should not go and ask also, no, when he will give it. That itself is. Even for such a big devotee known as Thirumangai Alvar, he is an eternal associate of the Lord. He lived for 120 years. All the Alvars went back to Vaikuntha. He was renting service in Srirangam for a long time, up to the age of 80-90. He didn't went to spiritual world. One day he got so much anger. And when the Urchavam was going on, and the Lord was coming in the Parikrama, in front of everybody in an angry mood, he asked, when he will be giving Vaikuntha? No, all have gone back now. Still you have not awarded me Vaikuntha or Suddha Bhakti, whatever it may be. The Lord told to patiently, even for you, you have to wait for something. He told, okay, since you are pressing me so much, I am giving another idea. Don't stay here. go again back to Dakshina Sri Ranga, this Tirupur Mudi Eightfold. And render service to me there, we will see. Yes, Lord. There is no other way, he has to follow. There is no other way, even he has to follow. Just again, what can be done? He made that big Sri Rangam temple, Rangna temple. He went back giving up everything there again. Yes, very mean, when he was doing it. Finally, the Lord ordered it. So it's not a such a thing, breaking the door. Very humble way of the go. Many the Lord be about. It's a big austerity, it's not such an easy thing. The austerity, still we are having struggle in the austerity of body. Then the austerity of mind comes, the austerity of Krishna explain all these things. What is austerity of mind? What is austerity of speech? Then the austerity of ego comes. Correct? You have to go through all the things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Prabhupada ki jai. So ask within yourself, in which conscious I am.
Questions?
Questions? Chanting.
No.
Oh. Good question. They may be, then also the cow may be having the feeling, that's the reason it gives me. Means it has a feeling of love for human. Yeah, it means the idea is that it has the feeling that I have to give milk for the humankind. Humans, that is the reason it gives. So the missions are.
Mind also is told to have a form, how to understand
it. It has a form.
Because you can't locate it, of course.
Yeah. At least when you come to the pranava, it said that when you, it's very good question. When you come to the mental platform, when you really come to the, when your consciousness is developing in the mental platform, you can start realizing all the things which are in the mental platform. You can see your mind, you can see devadas, yes, their body is made of subtle energy. You can perceive all the things which are in the mental state within this material world. You can see ghosts and you can see devadas. You can see your own mind. Others you can see, you can perceive your own mind. Correct? I got one realization in this regard. Our subtle body also have everything. Eyes, nose, hand and everything. That's the reason I feel that. When we are dreaming, we are seeing. When you are dreaming, you have closed these eyes. But I am seeing actually. That is the reason, no need of doing this eye camera. Because even a blind person can also see actually. Because in the mental platform, he is seeing actually. The mind has eyes actually. The mind has eyes. So using the material mind also, we are seeing actually. Then again, when this manifestation, then you are coming to the platform of spiritual mind. Then through the spiritual eyes you are seeing the heart. That's what he told in the Sunday. You cannot see the form of the heart using this eye. I think some people used to say that I got the darshan of the Lord. They may not be pure devotees. But in the mental platform they may have got some good impression of the form of the Lord. So when they are sleeping, they may be able to remember the form of the Lord. It's good, better than the grass. But still we cannot accept him as the pure devotee. It's not that they are seeing is like the Prabhupada took the darshan of the Lord when he went to America. Again, it is spiritual. The mind has everything. Then it remembers the taste. You know, even when we are not eating also, sometimes we enjoy the taste in the mental platform. So everything is in the mind. So it may have legs also. It may have hands also. And in the Indian villages, you can see that when you are there big building, they make a human form using this straw and everything. First they make a form. Based on the form, they put straw and everything, and they put shirt, pant, cap, everything. So this body is made, so even actually inside the mental body, spiritual body, they may have also legs, they understand. Based on that, everything is made. So, it is, grass covering is made. So it is whether, instead of speaking it's a small or big, it's subtle to perceive, that's the idea. whether our mental body is 6 feet height or 3 feet height, that's very difficult to understand. Because here when you say 6 feet, 5 feet itself, I am bringing the body or a scale which is made of earth, water, fire. So give up this idea first. It's a subtle, just understand, subtle. So naturally it's there. But this is dreaming is best. When you dream, you see actually everything. Same experience we get everything. The dreaming, you know, we see some woman, same man, and sometimes we feel happy. Externally everything is inactive, but we experience all the things, we eat lattos and everything. In the dream also we get the same. It means the subtle body we have everything. Hare Krishna. But the experience is subtle. Usually this woman, men and women, happiness, people enjoy in subtle way also, right?
They feel the same happiness.
Absolutely.